There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you. And now with many who've joined us all here, each of us, I think, and we're feeling it now, each of us here, our hearts open and here one at a time. You know, we can't sit in each other's seats. It's great when we come as a family to the table. We need a chair for each of us and each other beside each other. And this table's expanded. It's grown as the mountain table has with many who join us here. Greg Lecamelli and I, who co-shepherd this time with you, just delight in your joining us. And now in what this is, our 100th podcast. And it's amazing in many ways. I mean, if you know me, I am a man of many words, but I love the silence that we conjure up here. And the ease with which we enter into a stillness that we all long for. And as around us, and it is a world of turmoil and treachery and terrorism, as we long for light, we find it. And in fact, the deep reality is light is given to us, the healing of light, the light that frees us, sets us free from darkness. And Greg was bringing up again a primary theme song of the mountain and of our times here, that beautiful one by Cyprian Consilio, a dear friend and the prior of the monastery in California. And you may have been there, maybe someday you'll go on Big Sur, but it's a place of great prayer, wonderful sung prayer, and his music that's gone throughout the world for us especially is shepherded with us with this great song, There is a Light that has overcome the darkness, and there's no darkness that will overcome the light. And so as Greg and I look towards three times when we might gather together like this for podcasts, for times together between now and New Year's, this one and one at Christmas and one at New Year's, we hear the O Anaphons, great ancient cryouts in churches and monasteries and people's hearts. And here is the one for today, this 20th of December. O Key of David, opening the gates of God's eternal kingdom, come and free the prisoners of darkness. This deep sense of the Key of David is the Emmanuel, the one, the Christ who opens the door, who is the key, who has come among us. In Isaiah 7, 10 to 14, a reading today, we hear that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. You might remember meaning God with us. And so the one, the Christ that we celebrate in our Christian tradition, the light that has come into the world, the light we wait for again is here and is overcoming not only darkness, but the fear of life, life itself that at times intimidates us, the complications of life that might have you feel like you're a prisoner now of confusion, if not of darkness. And indeed, the Emmanuel, God Christ, the Anointed One, the light of light, the light of life, abides within you, among us as we share this time, here liberating us anywhere we are prisoners and setting us free to proceed again into the world as partners with others. And so the practice we've had here so that we might proceed in partners others is simply what we're doing at this time. And that is with my excitement and energy and sometimes the difficulties that push me, I need to open my heart in quiet sitting with you and breathe gently and admit those things. In other words, admit, let them in, not push them out, but not name them or claim them, but let them be. The very things that would make you or I prisoner. The darkness that might seem to overcome us is overcome by light. But we know that. We experience that. In other words, we come to these moments not so much to know, but to learn. A bit of wisdom given me 15 years ago on a sabbatical. One day my head was up against the wall of my own confusion, and in my heart I heard, it is to learn, not so much to know. So we practice quiet setting, gentle listening, hearing our breath, God's word, letting our senses open to an image that illumines our inners, our very being. And gratitude grows, and we begin already to feel that process of growing, of including others, of welcoming all that might seem to be without. It is within, as St. Francis says, and William Blake and others, when we begin to realize the beauty of that. And indeed, from that practice and that process of opening our heart, we proceed. We proceed to others. We proceed with this message, the message that is not so much to be known or said out loud, but we can do that and we need to, but practice beside each other when we find another chair at the table, when we bring somebody into these podcasts, when we say, gee, something's going on. Greg and Dan have been kicking this around and cooking it for a while, and I've found it helpful. Try it out. It doesn't take too long. It's the key, the Christ that we're reflecting on, who opens the door of our lives in the world, and in that dispels darkness because he is light, and then sets us free from fear. We're no longer prisoners of that. It's really quite striking, and it doesn't happen suddenly. It happens instantly, over and over again. Let's look at it again, because the word is O gate. It's a beautiful image. O key, gate of God's eternal kingdom. Mary's own womb, a gate, a willingness to be open in her very body and life for the birth of Jesus the Christ. God's heart and hands, arms reached out, opening wide to us through Mary, through the world, through God's own movement, through others, God incarnate in Christ, so that you and I, our hearts might be open gates as well. Gates for others. Gates, yes, to feel and sense even now our fears, but to let them go, taken by this light that takes over fear, that subsumes it, takes it in. Some would say metabolizes it, lifts it up, makes it ironically food for a new day. The grist of our past life is not to be thrown off, nor to be held on to, but to let be in the quiet, proceeding into the moment when we begin to proceed out with others. The psalm of today that I'll close with is named here, and it's beautiful. It's Psalm 24, and I love it. It's been heartfelt. I shared it with my friend Brian earlier, who's welcomed me to an island where he and his wife have a home. Brack, one of the little Cayman Islands, a wonderfully plain place of people's presence and quiet in the sun, and it's lift high the gates and allow the King of Glory to enter. Lord, you are the earth and its fullness, and you have founded it upon the seas. O key of David, open the gates. Let us open ours. And in this Christmas season, gather around the table with the many. With the light of your meal and banquet in our midst, with Greg and I, Greg's family now enjoying Christmas, his oldest daughter out of school, all of us proceeding from places of activity to pause, practice, and proceed, bearing gentle trust in the light that has overcome darkness, for there is no darkness that will overcome this light. Christ the light, illumine your darkness, and may these days, as we proceed to Christmas, be full of the warmth of God's arms around you and the Emmanuel who is with us now.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.